Hi there. The word for you today is on insights into aging. In Proverbs 10, verse 27, Solomon says, "The fear of the Lord adds length to life." You know, aging well requires that you stay flexible. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 11, verse 3 and 4, "Clouds always bring rain. Trees always stay wherever they fall. If you worry about the weather and don't plant seeds, you won't harvest a crop." Certain things in life are inevitable. We can do nothing about them. Clouds always bring rain. Trees do fall in a storm. Like the weather, circumstances arise that you can't control. Hazard-free living is a myth. Every undertaking entails risk. Listen again to Solomon. Ecclesiastes 10, 8 and 9, "If you dig a pit, you might fall in. If you break down a wall, a snake might bite you. You could even get hurt by chopping a log. You say, at my age, I just play it safe and take no chances. Avoiding risk guarantees missing what God has for you just ahead." So, how can you enjoy the final years of your life? Answer, don't avoid. Instead, adjust, adapt, and advance. But be practical. Pace yourself. What if things take a little longer now than when you were younger? Yes, your energy level may require more frequent breaks, but your advanced years allow you more time and less hurry than your frantic past. So slow down. Come on, embrace this great opportunity to accomplish things you never had the time to attempt before. Did you know that in his 80s, Rubinstein amazed audiences with his piano playing skills? Gladstone became Britain's Prime Minister for the fourth time in his 80s, the only man ever to do it. John Wesley preached every day at 88. Moses led Israel at 120. Caleb, remember him, led his troops against an army of giants when he was 80, and he won. Hear me, please. Two-thirds of the world's greatest works of art were accomplished by people over 65. So don't let a little rain, a falling tree, or a possible risk keep you from living to the fullest.